Matthew chapter 7 tonight, we're looking at verses 7 through 11. Seek and you will find. Do you believe that? You believe that? Well, we'll see what we need to believe about that tonight and what Jesus is talking about. I'm sure there's many a Christian and other folks that have stumbled over the promise here. And we'll get that all sorted out tonight as we think about seek and you will find. Matthew 7, 7 through 11. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Shall we pray? Father, we thank you tonight for this time in the Sermon on the Mount. We ask that you might speak to our hearts. We pray, Lord, that you would magnify Christ here. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill me for this message. I'm trusting and depending in you to do that. And you always do. And we praise God for that. And we ask that you might fill our hearts with our Savior, with his words and his intentions. And what he means here in this passage tonight, we're looking to hear from you. Bless our hearts. Make us stronger and better from being here tonight. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. There are two ways that we can approach the Sermon on the Mount. The first way is proudly and ignorantly, believing that this sermon is just a list of exalted, nice little ditties that are humanly attainable. Of course, that's wrong. And we saw very early on in our study of the Sermon on the Mount that these are not a list of quaint, nice little sayings that Jesus had to say, for they were very, very deep and penetrating, digging into our hearts and asking us to really find out who we are and to seek God's face and become the children of God that we ought to be. Then secondly, the other view approaches the Sermon on the Mount very humbly. And we saw from the get-go that that's how we have to approach this. Why? Because once we got that understanding that we are morally and spiritually bankrupt, we knew we could go places then. We had to sink in humility and recognize that and acknowledge that. And I believe it's a good thing for us to pray like that when we pray, that we acknowledge to God our spiritual bankruptcy and ask Him to do something about that. And this realization is critical to understanding the depth that God is requiring of us as His children. This Christian who understands the Sermon on the Mount approaches God as an absolute beggar and is wanting to receive grace to do the impossible things that God would like him or her to do, and they will succeed in those things. In our text tonight, Jesus is talking about prayer. Prayer by someone who understands the Sermon on the Mount. What we don't have here is a Jesus slot machine where we just keep pulling the handle of prayer and eventually one day the right prayer will be prayed and we will get anything that we want. That's not what Jesus is saying here, and that's where confusion comes to a lot of people. They say, well, you know what the Lord Jesus said? Ask and I'll give it to you. Well, that's very shallow thinking. All right, so we want to see what is this all about tonight. So the Lord Jesus, when we go to prayer, He is not a slot machine. And finally, we will get what we want if we'll just pray enough and as often and the right prayer. Name it and claim it. No, that's not what Jesus is talking about here. Rather, the Lord Jesus is teaching us how to pray for the character of the kingdom to come to our Christian lives. We are to pray that our morals and our ethics will be like those of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus teaches us how to pray for our spiritual lives here. This is what Jesus is honing in on, our spiritual life. And the neat thing about this passage is when you consistently pray about your spiritual life, those prayers are going to get answered. Things are going to happen in your Christian life. So as we consider tonight, let's look at our first point. We are to pray with persistence. We are to pray with persistence. In verse number 7, we have three verbs: ask, seek, and knock. Ask, humbly asking for a conscious need. Seek, getting up and going for help. Knock, that involves our effort to keep pounding on the door. Knock. Knock. Knock some more. Keep at it. Be persistent. God is going to grant you the spirituality that you are praying for. Now, notice that our Savior's words are very forceful words here. In the Greek, this is written in the present imperative, which commands continuous action. Continuous action. That's why the title of our first point is, we are to pray with persistence. Continuous action. So to get the real flavor of the present imperative here in verse number 7, we could read verse number 7 like this. Keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Keep on seeking, and you shall find. Keep on knocking, and it shall be opened unto you. These words by the Lord Jesus here are intense words. Persistence in prayer. It's ratcheting it up a few notches. Luke records the same words, but he precedes them with a parable. If you turn for a moment over to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11, we find this same text. Luke chapter 11, verses 5 through 8, and then 9 and 10. 5 through 8. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, Jesus' point here is that we are to passionately persist in prayer. Passionately persist in prayer. We will persist if it affects us, will we not? We get sick. We are going to pray for ourselves. We're going to do it. And as we are sick for 3 days, we're going to be persistent to pray for ourselves, or the sickness of our child, the sickness of our spouse, a need. Oh, yes, we're going to persist. But do we persist for spiritual growth? Do we persist for spiritual growth? Do we persist for souls? Do we persist for others? Do we keep pounding on the door to forgive somebody? Do we keep pounding on the door for God to remove from us an angry spirit or a critical spirit? What would happen if we did what Jesus is commanding here? What if we persisted in prayer for the spiritual growth of ourselves and the spiritual growth for others? What if we persisted in that kind of prayer? Now, we will do this when we see our need for God's grace. We'll do it then. God's kingdom, we learned, requires a couple of things. God's kingdom requires righteousness. It's a requirement. God's kingdom requires perfection. We are called to be holy. Only the pure in heart will see God, we learned earlier in the Sermon on the Mount. When we acknowledge our own spiritual bankruptcy, we will ask, seek, knock. We will pound on the door of prayer. When it gets to that point, we have to understand that's what Jesus is talking about in this passage tonight. We are to ask. And we are to keep on asking for those things which will make us more like Jesus. Spiritual things. If we will persist in our prayers for those things, they're going to happen. And you can take that to the bank. You sit down, you pray, well, now, Lord, would you, I sure would like to have a Lexus. Just pulled the handle again, you know. Lord, you know, wow. And I like to have one of those houses with the big pillars out front, you know. And pulling the handle again, you know. That's not what Jesus is talking about here, all right? He's talking about our spiritual eyes. He's talking about the kingdom of God. He's talking about our betterment in the spiritual sense. And every single one of those prayers is going to get answered. If we persistently pray them, we have to keep doing it. Perseverance is the key to God's treasures. Have you ever heard that statement before? Persistence, perseverance is the key to God's treasures. There was a man named Howard Carter, and he persevered in his search for King Tut's tomb and his riches. And he persisted in that search, and he persisted. I mean, sometimes they got within 3 feet of the door, and they just kept going, and guess what? He found it. He persisted, and he kept on. He kept looking for a treasure which eluded people for 20 centuries. He persisted. Now listen, our perseverance in prayer for God's treasures will net us eternal treasures that will be ours eternally, and they will be eternally satisfying. Now, King Tut's tomb full of riches cannot equal this. And it's a level playing field because every single believer can pray like Jesus is talking about here in the Sermon on the Mount. Perseverance is the key. Now, secondly, tonight, our second point, we are to pray with confidence. We are to pray with confidence. If we pray for spiritual growth and understanding and intimacy with God, we are going to get that. It is coming. You can be confident in that prayer. You will receive it. This is not a blank check for anything that we want in this life. We're talking on the spiritual level. A lady ran up to a budding evangelist, a young evangelist, and said, "I'm praying that you will become my son-in-law." Well, this young evangelist later said that he's so thankful that God does not answer all of our prayers. You know, if God did answer some of the prayers that we pray, we'd be in a heap of trouble. We would. Because a lot of that stuff has nothing to do with the spiritual life, and our relationship with God just has nothing to do with that. But this one thing is sure. If you will pray persistently for spiritual growth, you will get it. Jesus assures us of this using an earthly story. And it is deliberately ridiculous. Look at verses 9 and 10. Back to Matthew 7. "Or what man is there of you whom if his son asked bread, will he give him a stone?" Now, he's using a ridiculous example. What would happen to that kid's teeth if he would put that stone in his mouth and start chomping? They didn't even have good dentists in those days to fix the mess that would have came out of that. This is ridiculous. Why in the world would you give your son a stone? And then verse number 10, "Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent?" You know, why in the world would a father give their son a poisonous creature to eat? That's just ridiculous. But Jesus is saying, listen, if you persist in your spiritual quest in prayer, I'm going to answer that. This is not ridiculous. This is the truth. And if you want to grow and you pray about that, that is exactly what is going to happen. God always gives us that which is good. God does not give you what is bad. He gives you that which is good. Then he assures us again in verse number 11. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" The meaning here is huge. If you will give your earthly son good things, what I'm telling you is this, Jesus is saying this, my Father in heaven is going to way outshine anything that your earthly father can give. What our Father in heaven gives is far better than anything that an earthly father can do. There is no comparison. If you jump over to Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Now these, here's some verses to take home and take to the bank as well. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now there's some scripture to run to when you don't know which way to turn. When you're perplexed about some issue, you take this to the Lord in prayer, because the Holy Spirit is going to jump in there and he's going to help you and he's going to bring this. Tell you what, that is really good news. God knows what's up. So we will get more good gifts than ever imagined. Our assurance is this: God will give us anything that is good for us spiritually. Anything that is good for us spiritually. If you need to be saved tonight, God will answer that prayer. If you get praying about some sin in your life that is just a problem, and you want to be delivered from that problem, you start asking and seeking and knocking and pound, pound, pound on the door. If you know that you're not as kind as you ought to be, you need to pray about that. Pray about that. Pray about that. Now, what do you think would happen if we had 100 people here at Faith Chapel, and we would all get praying for these spiritual things that we need? We start praying about spiritual things for ourselves, and we start praying about spiritual things about everybody else in the church. What do you think is going to happen to this family of God? It's going to go boom in spiritual blessing. You know why? Because when we get persistent and we get confident in praying for those things, and you've got 100 people praying like that, it's going to happen. Jesus says it's going to happen. And it'll happen if we pray like that. This pulpit and the missionaries that we support are going to have greater power for the Lord. More souls are going to get saved. The roof is just going to be blown off. We have to ask and ask. We have to seek and seek. We have to knock and knock. We have to pound, pound, pound on the door of heaven. And we have to do it with confidence. Confidence, not doubting, confidence. Because those prayers are going to get answered. God is going to make it happen. If we lack spirituality, it is our own fault. Because the key is given here in the Sermon on the Mount. Ask, seek, knock, and it will be yours. We can never ask too much spiritually. Let us ask and receive. What are the spiritual qualities that you'd like to possess in your own heart, and you know they're not there right now? Ask, seek, knock. Pound on the door persistently and with confidence, and know it's coming. It's going to come. Put those things on your prayer list and start to pray for them passionately. Do you want to grow? Do you want to be a soul winner? Do you want to have spiritual influence? then we must keep asking and seeking and knocking. And we have to have confidence that our Father in heaven is going to give those things to us if we will ask, seek, and knock. Shall we pray?